Today's daf is daf lamed vav. So we got down 7 lines to Amar Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, hai man dinokit maglav tovale. We saw this Gemara already quoted a week ago. Person who takes a shovel and some other type of kli. What do they translate this in English as?
Scythe.
Scythe, okay. Vamar izil igzaila dikla de planya. I'm going to go down to this guy's field and cut down his date tree. There's avantiminai. I bought the rights from him. Mem on such a person is believed. The reason is because lo chatzif inish lemigzar dikla delavdile. We saw already last week that a person doesn't go to some other guy's backyard and cut down his date tree unless he was granted permission. We had the question, so how do you have ever ganav? So ganav can never be a ganav because a guy's not he's never lo chatzif inish. So he said, yeah, for the first offense, we trust the person. Stam yid is trustworthy. So if he's cutting down the tree, we trust him. If already he's caught in the act as a ganav, so then moving forward, if he does such a thing again, we wouldn't trust him and it wouldn't create, we wouldn't allow this to happen. Now another statement. We're going to have a series of statements here in the name of Rav Yehuda. Vamar Rav Yehuda again. Hai man de'achsik miguda de'aruda ulevar lo havi chazaka. What does this mean? So look at Rashi explains here, Rashbam rather, Hai man de'achsik miguda de'aride, a guy who holds on to a wall that's surrounding a flock, ulevar, and outside of it, lo havi chazaka, it's not a chazaka. So says the Rashbam, chayus hasadeh, the wild animals from the field, shebels va'ochlos hazroim shebikatzot hasadeh. They eat the little grass and vegetables that are growing on the edges of the field. The osin kiros v'godin hasadeh. And many people build fences around their field. Umanichen karka chutz lakir mat besadeh. They leave some of the land outside, even though it's their property. They'll move the fence a little bit onto their property line, and there's going to be a little bit of the grass on the outside of their fence, but still on their property. Now, v'im ba'am, asmuchos liyar, umashlichen sham zara, and people are going to throw some zara there, things are going to grow. Umashit samaych, whatever grows there, ba'os hachayos, the wild animals are going to come eat, v'ochlos also and eat it. V'eno nechnasis basada achshav, v'im ba'adam v'hichsik ba'os hachak, some other guy from the outside tries to make a chazak on the property that's chutz legeder, ein chazaka. Outside the wall, that's not called a gather. The yachalomer, he could say, the cheven de chomad de zarba hu karka aru de achlele. Whatever you try planting there, my animals continue to eat that property there. Lo ichpas le limchos. I didn't really care for whatever you're doing there. You're pretty much growing grain that my animal was eating, so that's why I was a mocheb. De lo achzik kidemachse incha. You weren't doing a chazaka the way a typical person does a chazaka, and lefikach lo havi chazaka, and for that reason it's not considered a chazaka. So back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, this is my taima, that Rashbam just said this. So what's the reason, again, if I build a fence, and I build a fence not on my property line, but I put it in a few inches. So there's a few of my few inches of my yard that's on the outside, which is accessible to a person walking by. A guy tries to be machzik on that land that's outside of my fence. It's not a good chazaka. Why, says the Gemara? My taima, meimer amar, a person will say, kol dezara nami arudi achila. Whatever you plant, my animals are going to make their way over to that outside of the fence, and they're going to eat it. So it doesn't bother me. You're, in that essence, you are bringing me a benefit, and therefore it's not considered a chazaka.
Which animals?
His own animals, yeah. Vamar Rav Yehuda, achla arla, ein chazaka, very interesting din. So the person who eats arla, I've got a fruit tree, and a guy's eating my fruit tree for the first 3 years. So that's shnei chazaka. So says the Gemara, eino chazaka, that's not a chazaka. Now there is a girsa, Hagos Habach quotes others that think it is considered a chazaka. We'll see, that seems to be a machlokes. It is a machlokes. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing, achla arla, shviyas, v'kalayim, eino chazaka. Not only arla, but if the guy's eating the shmita year. So obviously Shemitah is not for 3 consecutive years, but if one of the 3 years is Shemitah, that's not a chazak either, and climb as well, because I don't care about these things. I can't get hunda from these things. So if you're eating that, what do I care to be mocha? Eat whatever you want. That's a simple understanding of the Gemara, that these things are not considered a chazakah, and that's how the Rashbam understands them, that again, they're hefker, I don't really care what you do with them. The Tosos here, if you look at the long Tosos, just the top 2 lines, Tosos writes, Hachi garis Rabbeinu Chananel achla arla shivis ikalayim have a chazaka. That is considered a chazaka. So according to that, the simple understanding is, the way the Ravid understands this to be, is because in the end of the day, you're eating my stuff, you're eating my property, you're spending 3 years here. Granted, you're violating an isser, but that isser doesn't, I don't care about your isser. You are taking my food, you're on my property for 3 years, and it will create a chazaka. Now Tosus has a middle sheet. The Tosus explains It only works if you're eating the branches, whereby the branches, there is no arla. Arla applies to fruit. Shavis applies to fruit. Klaim applies to fruit. So if you're eating the fruit, even Tosafot will agree that's not considered chazaka. If you're taking all my branches off, where the issa doesn't apply during these years of arla, klaim, and shavis, so then ein hachanami, that would be a chazaka. But the simple understanding of this girsa, it is a chazaka even if you are eating the arla fruit and eating the shavis fruit, and the klaim fruit. So there's a discussion they have in the post. Let's say a person that's perm Rosh Chodesh Adar. Let's say you send shachmanos, you send a treif meat, treif chicken. Now, you didn't know it was treif. You thought it was kosher. And the guy eats it. And at the end of the day, it turns out it was treif. Are you yotze the mitzvah of shachmanos or not? In the end, if it was a davar iser, vada, you're not yotze. But you didn't know about this. So they some suggest that it depends on this machlokas here. Can you create a chazak on eating a davar iser or not? If you can create a chazak on a davar iser, so then you fulfilled the mitzvah of shalach manos. But if you cannot create a chazaka on a davar iser, so then you were not yotzei the shalach manos. Now again, there's so many things to work with. Why does that make any difference? So the question is, if it's going to be reyes, it's all about reyes, so the guy won't really be very happy with you once he found out you had a treif chicken. But again, that's just a simple connection. There's a lot to talk about there. What?
Unless it was very good.
Unless it's very good. Finger looking. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda. No, we skipped it there. Okay, next piece. Amar of Yosef. Achla shachas la v'chazaka. The guy eats, the shachas is the, when grass grows a little bit. Oh, sorry?
After growth.
The little bit, when it doesn't grow to its full capacity, just a little bit that's there. So la v'chazaka is not considered a chazaka. So Amr, the reason being, because the guy doesn't really care. It's whatever weeds that you want, that's not considered anything good. So then the Gemara says, Amr Rabba, Bavi'i bitzavar mechuza, then kaima havi chazaka. So what's bitzavar mechuza? So look at Rashi, Rashbam, around eight narrow lines up. Bitzavar mechuza, bibikas mechuza havi chazaka. This area, this place of a mechuza, lefisha ashirim heim, they're very wealthy. Ubehemos lahem harbor. They had many animals there. V'darcham lahachu asados lebehemos kishen shachas. They didn't have time to wait. They had so many animals to feed. So whatever grew, they let the animals eat and graze in the area. So even shachas would be considered a creating a chazaka because that's the way it was done there. And the person would be makpid if you're eating my shachas. So if a guy does this for 3 years, ein hachanami, it would be considered a chazaka. Then another statement. Amar Rav Nachman. Tafticha lo havi chazaka. This is a big machlok is what tafticha means. We're going to just take Rashbam. Rashbam writes tafticha is karka psucha. It's an open area. Umaleh bekam has many holes and cracks in them. Veinu motzia perosa. It doesn't produce any fruit. It's a very dry, like dry arid desert where there's cracks in the ground. That's what I'm imagining. So lo havi chazaka. The mipnei rasa lo hikbid b'lemachos. It was a terrible land. I didn't care to be mocha on this. But just because I was a mocha doesn't mean that you're going to create a chazaka here. That's what Rashbam says. But then he quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rabbeinu Chananel pirsh, tafticha means sada shalacharish osa, it wasn't plowed, ela hugshamu v'nishba haruach v'zarcha shemesh v'nitka k'gon pischeit harisha v'zarba. An area that wasn't plowed, meaning there was potential to plow it and you could have worked it. It was fertile, but he didn't use it. It kind of dried out because it wasn't being used. That's an example. I'm not sure how different that is from Rashbam. Rashbam, I think, is inherently a bad property, and Rabbeinu Chananel was simply it could have had potential, but it wasn't plowed by the farmer. Fine. So then the Gemara says, "Apik korah v'ayil korah." This too is an example that is not chazaka. What's apik kora ayil kora? The guy planted seeds, a certain volume of kor, and only produced vegetables or fruit of a kor. That too, the guy doesn't really care because usually when you plant seeds, it's going to produce, I don't know, 10 times however much it grows, a lot more than what you planted. He put in one ounce of grains and he got 1 ounce of grains back. That wasn't much harvacha. So I, as a farmer, didn't really care if he made that profit because it wasn't really a profit. Rashbam says, "Dechaven delekar vacha." Since he really didn't gain anything on this, that's not considered a chazaka, and I didn't care to be mocha. And then another statement before we get to the two dots: "Vilhani de beresh kalusa lo mechazke ben v'lo mechazken behu." If you're dealing with resh kalusa, so they can't make a chazaka on you, and you can't make a chazaka on them. Why not? So look, the Rashbam explains three wide lines down. Lo mechazkem ben, you can't make a chazak on the Reish Galus' property. Im hichzik echar mehem misadoseinu, if a person tries to be machzik on the Reish Galus' property, ain't a chazakah. If you buy the property from the Reish Galusa, make sure to hold on to that star forever. Because of the fear, they're not going to be mocha. You are not going to be mocha on them being on your property. You'll be scared. The Reish Galusa was a very, very scary entity of government, of rabbinic government, and therefore you would never be mocha. So always hold on to your star. That's going to be the safest thing. And then v'lomachaskinam bahu, and they can make a chazak on you shemitoch shem ashirim. Since Reish Galusa are so wealthy, v'yeshlem batim v'sadas harbe, there's so many properties all over the place. Manicham bnei adam ladur bebatem, they don't mind if people live there, and v'shoskin, they'll stay quiet. And in fact, they're also going to be smechem, they'll be very happy that people will be living in their vacant properties kidei lashbiach hakarkin, to work the land shalahem. They're going to gain a lot of benefit out of this. V'imatzum v'sukanim, and when they're ready to use those properties, there's been some guy living there and taking care of it the whole time. And when they're v'gam limchos ein choshishin, the fisha bezor yidlu es shalahem kos man shirtzu. They don't have to be mocha if they see a guy on their property, because whenever they want, they can just come and confiscate that property. So they are completely pater from the halachas of the macha, and you can never create a chazaka on their property. The yeshemar farshim, others say the fisha asukim b'tzarchei tzibur, since they're so busy dealing with the tzibur, ein yodim mi machzik b'shehen, nobody, he don't even know who's on the property to be aware of protesting someone being there. V'lo nira, Rashbam doesn't like. Either way, if you buy a property from the Reish Galusa, make sure to hold on to the shtar. Okay, Gemara says two dots now. We said in the Mishnah that when it comes to avadim, making a chazak in avadim, you need to have 3 years for the avadim as well. That's what the Mishnah said, right? That goes back in Chav Ches. Just look at that one more second. It says that avadim were among the many things that chol shehu osa peros tadir, that constantly produce something, you require ches kasan shalosh shanim miyom liyom. So it asks the Gemara, avadim yeshlem chazaka. So it turns out, avadim, you can make a chazaka on an eved. If you have an eved kanani for 3 years, it's yours. You don't need to hold on to the shtar mechira anymore. But Bahama Reish Lakish, doesn't Reish Lakish say, hagodros ein lem chazaka, when it comes to animals roaming, you can never create a chazaka. Anything that's movable, you cannot create a chazaka. So if it's a karka, which obviously doesn't move, so you can create a chazaka. If it's metaltlin, which is something that you hold, there's no chazak either. Whatever you hold, that itself, the fact that it's in your hand, that shows your ownership. But now you have something that you can't hold, but it's not stationary either. So you don't pick up an evet to hold on to it. So how do you create a chazaka? You can create a chazaka. And the Rashbam explains the reasons for this is, look at the Rashbam, six wide lines down. Hagodros ein lem chazaka. Godos tzon, you have sheep. V'choldavar hamalach, and anything else that walks, b'drachim u'b'shvakim, they walk in the streets and in the marketplaces. She'yachol lomar mi'atzmo nichnas, o'ata nichnas l'beischa, v'achzakta bo ein chazaka. You could, the owner of the sheep could say, it ended up in your property because it just, it was wandering. Or maybe you just kind of took it out of the marketplace. There are many sheep that roam freely in the marketplaces, but they have owners to them. So you can't just claim that it's a chazaka, because that's how sheep work. You can't say that you bought it from me either. So there is no chazak on Godos. If you buy Godos, make sure that you have the documents to prove forever that it's yours. So according to this, Avadim as well. Avadim roam as well. They roam through different places, and it's possible he just ended up in your property. You cannot create a chazakah on an Eved, just like you cannot create a chazakah on Godros. Yeah, but it's a different definition regarding other halachas, not regarding this. So Amar Rava says, "Ein lehen chazaka la'alter." No, what it means is they have no chazaka immediately. Godros and avadim as well. Aval yeshlam chazaka la'acher shalosh shanim. But after 3 years, they do have a chazaka. That's what we say. So godros and avadim do have chazaka after 3 years. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rava." Rava says, "Imayat katan muta barisa." Yeshlo chazaka la'alter. If you have a child that's in a crib, that's a chazaka right away. If it's in my property, some guy says, that's my baby, it doesn't work like that. If it's in my property, in my crib, you can't say that's yours. You cannot be ma'arir. Whoever's home it's in, that's clearly indicating that it's a chazaka. And where's the pshita? Of course. Of course, whoever, the mother's not going to let the baby go. So latzicha, it's only needed to islay ema, where there's a mother. So ma'al this ema, what would you think? Dilma, nechash dilma ema al yaseh lahas. And maybe the mother brought it into that, into some other person's property to keep it protected. Kamash malan, ema lo mashe bare. A mother doesn't forget her child ever. So therefore, you obviously cannot create a chazaka on someone else's child. So whatever house that child is in, so then that will be a chazaka of who owns it. Now the Kovitz Shurim asks a question here. He says, why is that the case though? Why doesn't it have Gimel Shanim? Okay, granted, the child can't walk away anywhere, but there's a din when it comes to an Eved. We just saw an Eved, you need 3 years to create a Chazaka. So the Kovitz Shurim says, based on what we saw the other day, there's sometimes things are so clear. Typically, you need 3 years to create a Chazaka. But some things, there's such a Raya Gemura, immediately it's going to be a Chazaka. So if I'm, let's say, helping you with the fruit in my property, I'm putting the basket on your shoulder, that's a clear indicator, Le'alter, that's your property. Because certain things are raya gemura. So this as well, it's a raya gemura. If I've got a baby in my house, there's no greater raya than that. That's mine, and therefore the chazaka kicks in immediately.
So if someone kidnaps a baby, it's theirs?
the status quo is that wherever the child is, it's whoever's. That's the parents are there.
But there has to be some kind of the same thing when you have a chazaka, you have to give a reason why it's there, right? I
mean, you have to claim you're the father or the mother of it, right?
Right. I mean, there has to be some kind of reality when you're claiming.
Yeah, for sure, right. If you say I found the baby in the street, so then that doesn't work.
But this application is limited to an evid. Isn't it limited to an evid kanami? The baby that we're talking about, that it's considered an asset, not just stami. You can't do yid. You can acquire yid.
Here he says.
No, but
here he says in parentheses the slave.
In the article?
In the Aris was the slave.
See, because I don't think the Rashbam limits it to an Eved, though. Here we go, 1 second. Oh, you're right. Rashbam writes, look at Rashbam, De'ayla Ema. He says, De'eved bebeis oso hamachzik tadir. So it's referring to an Eved in particular. So when a person you can buy an Eved Kanani, so that chazaka can be created immediately, whoever's house that child is in. Then the Gemara says, the last few narrow lines of the Amud here, Hanu Izi de Achle Chushla bin Harda. There's a certain goats that were eating some type of barley in Harda. It's awesome, Mary Chushla, the owner of the Chushla, these barley tafsin who held on to the goats. They're damaging my property. Vavikata and Tuva, and he wanted a lot of money. He wanted a lot of money. They were eating thousands and thousands of dollars of my grains. So he held on to the Izim. So Amar Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, he said, Yachal Liton. You only have the right to claim up until the value of the goat. So let's say the goats were worth $500, even though he's claiming $1,000, the only time is you can only collect up to $500. You don't have edim more than that. Why? Why is the claim limited to the $500 value of the goats? Because he could have said, now that he's saying, these goats are mine, they're all mine. The fact that he's telling the truth and said, I'm holding on to them only until the owner of the goats paid me, so there's a threshold here. You can't go above the value of the goats. Now, in a chanami, if he has edim, that this guy was eating their goats, so you would imagine he'd be able to claim even more. But this is a case where there are no edim. He's holding onto the goats, and he's using the migo to strengthen his taina, which again limits it to only the value of the goats. So the Gemara says, how could you claim that the goats are his? He can't claim l'kuchos hein biyadi. V'hama reish lakish. Doesn't reish lakish say ha-godos ein lem chazaka? So he can't make a claim. Having a goat in your possession without a shtar is no indication that you own it. The guy could have just picked them off the street, which is what he did. So you can't say the kuchas heim biyadi by goats. So Gemara says you can. Because shiny, easy, dimisir l'roem. Goats are not the same as godos son. Sheep and other types of animals that we allow to roam. But goats are different. We do not allow goats to roam because goats are given over to the shepherds to watch because Rashi explains here, he doesn't explain really why this is, but he says they're different than rams and then sheep. Possibly because they cause more damage, goats would eat anything. So for that reason, goats is the one exception where you cannot, where we claim that you can create a chazaka by them. Other animals we let roam, goats we let roam, so you cannot create a chazaka because they could have just kind of wandered into your property. Goats we don't let wander, so if you're holding on to goats, that indicates it's yours. The Gemara says, "V'ha'ika tzafer v'panya." So don't they have the morning and evening? Apparently, the owners of the goats would let them wander till it gets to the sheep. They knew to the roa rather. They knew how to get from their home until they're going to the babysitter's house. So those 15-minute walk, the goats follow a certain path, and they're off on their own for 15 minutes in the morning, and then they return home 15 minutes in the evening. So they're off on their own. There's no one watching it. So Gemara says, "Binaharda," where this event took place, Ta'i Shchichi. There are many Arabs that are there. and therefore there's a concern that the Arabs might steal them while traveling from their home until the babysitter. So miyadi liyada mishalme. So therefore the owner of the goats will only hand it over to the yad of the roe. There is no time where these goats are not being guarded. Therefore when the owner of the property that the barley was being eaten, when he held on to the goats, he could be towing, I bought it. He could have said, I bought it. The fact that he's saying, I didn't buy it, these goats are causing damage, gives him a taina, and he's able to claim up until the value of the goats.
Only in that place.
Only in Arda, in a place where you let the goats go from the home until the roeh, where they're off on their own, then you cannot make a claim. It would be considered a regular godras. Exactly. Okay. So the Mishnah said there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva how to create a chazaka. So Rabbi Shmuel said you need 3 months in the beginning, 12 months, and then 3 months. Rabbi Kiva said 1 month, 12 months, and then 1 month. So what's machlokas of the 3 and 1 months between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest the nafkamina is near Ika Benayim. The near, which is Harisha plowing, is the nafkamina. Meaning what? The Rabbi Yishmael Savar near Lahavi Chazaka. They would at this point they're assuming that near plowing takes 1 month. So 1 month Rabbi Yishmael thinks plowing a field is not going to create a chazaka. You need to be there for 3 years. So near is not considered a chazaka for Rabbi Yishmael. For Rabbi Kiva Savar near Havi Chazaka, no. 1 month of plowing would qualify as a chazaka. So that's the machlokas. So the Gemara explains, Vitizra, does this make any sense? Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Kiva really holds that near plowing is considered a chazaka, ma'ir yechodesh. Why does he need a full 30 days to create a chazaka? Afilu yomechanami. One day, if one guy is plowing in my field, he takes his lawnmower, he takes his plow and starts going back and forth in my field, I wouldn't be very happy. So even one day of plowing would be sufficient to create a chazaka. Why does he need a full month? Now the Ritva points out here, it doesn't really mean yomechadafka. It means whatever amount of days that it would take for the plowing to be effective. So it could be 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Lavga dafka 1 day is where it already starts to create something that really allows the ground to be soft enough to grow something. So it's not the machlokas about near. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Ella, the Chuli Alma, everybody's in agreement near Lavi Chazaka. That's okay. What's the nafkamina v'hacha pir rabba or pir zuta iki benayo? Does the owner care about big fruit or even small fruit? So according to Rabbi Yishmael, it needs to be big fruit. So it takes 3 months to the fruit grow big, and now the guy takes my big fruit. Now Rabbi Yishmael is going to be bothered by this. And if he's not mochen, it will be a chazaka. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that a owner will be bothered even by pir zuta, even small fruit. And therefore, within a month, even though the fruit are very small, Rabbi Kiva would hold that the farmer would be bothered by this. So if a month goes by and the farmer doesn't, he's not mocha, that would indicate that there is a chazaka even within 1 month. So that's machlokas, pir rabba versus pir zuta.
Listen, what's he doing? He's growing the pir, or he's cutting it and collecting it?
He's collecting the fruit.
So if he collects little fruit, he's not going to be...
According to Rabbi Shmuel, he's not bothered by that. Rabbi Kiva thinks he would be bothered by even a little fruit.
So why does he say plowing then?
We know that was what we said before. Plowing is not a machlokas. We initially suggested plowing would be a machlokas. We're saying now no one thinks plowing is a machlokas. The machlokas is eating the fruit. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, there's a braisa that says, Nir eina chazaka, v'yesh omim hareze chazaka. So apparently there's a machlokas tanayim whether near the plowing is considered a chazaka or not. So man yesh omim, who's this yesh omim that thinks near is considered a chazaka? So Amar Rav Chista explains, it must be Rabbi Achahi. Who's Rabbi Acha? The sign of the Braisa tells us that Nara Shana Vizara Shnaim. If a person plows for 1 year, then he grows for 2 years, or he's Nara Shnaim Vizara Shana, or he plows for 2 years and then plants for 1 year, Eina Chazaka. That doesn't work because according to the Tanakhama, Nir is not a chazaka. But comes along Rabbi Acha Omer Harezu Chazaka. No, he thinks Nir is considered a Chazaka. So even though you have 2 years or 1 year of Nir, that qualifies as a Chazaka. Now Tosis points out something in the top here. Look at Tosis, Dir Maschil Nara. Go down one line where it says Omer Ri at the end of the line. He says, Omer Ri. Did Nir Dafka Kagon Shinara Vizar Vinara? In the scenario where there are 2 years of Nara, has to be where Nara is year one and then year three. Aval, if you say Nara Bezach Hazef, you have 2 consecutive years of plowing for 2 full years, Afilu Rabbi Acha Modeh, even he would agree, De'ena Chazaka. Why would a guy ever plow for 2 straight years without having any produce there? That doesn't make any sense. It has to be in the scenario of 2 years of Nara. It must be plowing 1 year, planting 1 year, and then a third year of plowing. And according to Rabbi Acha, that does create a chazak. So Amar Vashi, Vashi says now, Sha'al is kol gedoli hador. I asked all the gedoli hador. Vamrili, they told me, near Hari chazak. We pass like Rabbi Acha, like the Yesh Omrim, that it is a chazaka. So Amalei Rav Bibi, Rav Nachman, my time, demand the Dhamma. What's the reasoning behind it? What's the reasoning behind it near Havi Chazaka? Because lo Avid Inish, the Krivile, La'ara, Vishazik. I wouldn't let a guy start plowing my backyard. Right. So once a guy does it for a full month, or whatever the time period is, that indicates that it's a chazaka. Otherwise, I would have complained. That's why Rabbi Acha thinks it is a good chazaka. But look at the other Svara. My time of demand amar near lo havi chazaka. Why would you think it's not a chazaka? Because meimar amar, I as the landlord say kol shiva v'shiva the karvu le'alba. Anyone who wants to plow my land for free, they're more than welcome to come. Just don't take my fruit, but to plow it, they're very happy for someone to plow it for free. That's okay, and that's why I was a mocha. If he starts to take my fruit, that's a whole other story. But the plowing, that's a great tova for me. So that's the machlokas whether near will create a chazaka or not. So Shalchule b'nei Pumnara, the people who lived at Pumnara, they sent it to Rav Nachman by Rav Chista, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, teach us please, Rabbi, Nira Havichazaka, Olo Havichazaka. What's the halach? We keep going back and forth in the Gemara. How do we paskin? What's the bottom line? So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Acha said that the Chol Gdei Ador and all the other Gdei Ador, Amri, they all say, Nir Hareza Chazaka. That's considered a Chazaka. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabusa, Lemichshev Gavra, you're trying to count up people on one side, Rabbanim on one side. If you're going to start doing that approach of Paskin Shailas, Harav Ushmuel Bebavil, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Beret Israel, Amri, Nir Lohavi Chazaka. I could tip the scale the other way, because there are many Gdolei Ador who held that Nir wasn't a Chazaka. Now, this is just a very interesting discussion here, because I've heard Rav Shechta talk about when it comes to certain, I don't want to say whom, but there was one posik in particular, he wasn't very fond of his Derech Psak, because he would just weigh who was like more on each side. And we have a concept in Gemara, Yachid v'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. That's when there's a Yachid versus Rabim. Once you start having 5 versus 6 or 8 versus 10, it doesn't make a difference how many are on each side. Just because more people wrote more Svarim doesn't mean that they're going to win out. So this Gemara, you have to figure out what's going on here. Are they trying to balance it out? Sounds like maybe it does make a difference how many people are on each side. Or no, he's not really counting here. We're just saying there's a number of Rabbanon on this side, and there are a number of Rabbanon on this side, which just equals the playing field. But we don't start counting quantity, how many are on each side, and therefore it's kind of a stalemate here.
Yes, yeah, by Aiden.
Aiden is very different than Paskin Shilas, though. Fine. So the Gemara says then that, we said, just because Rabbi Acha and many Gedolei Ador Paskin that near Havi Chazaka, we again have Rav and Shmuel and Bavel and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in Eretz Yisrael who say that near Lavi Chazaka. So let's see. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, how do we know they don't hold a chazaka? That's Masisinu. That's our Mishnah that we start off on the top here. That what's a machlok is 1 month versus 3 months. That was, we said, everybody agreed near lo havi chazaka, because even one day would create a chazaka. They're arguing about the size of the fruit. So they clearly assume that near is not considered a chazaka. What about Rav? Where do we see that Rav holds that near lo havi chazaka? Maihi. Dam Rav Yehud, Dam Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Our whole discussion, the Mishnah about 18 months and was it 14 months? That was all in the world of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Ava Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim are more machmir, and they require Chazkasa Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom. They hold a 3 years consecutively, day to day. Shlemute Mai, Lav Lemute Nir. Dilo, this is clearly coming to say that they're being more machmir. If Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel don't allow for near, so certainly Chachamim, who are even more machmir, certainly they won't allow for Harisha to create a chazaka. So this is a statement in the name of Rav. And then how do we see that Shmuel Mahi? Where do we see that Shmuel also rejects the concept of near being a chazaka? Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, Zu, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. He says the same thing. The mission of the 14 and 18 months, that's in the world of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. But the Chachamim Omrim, they're even more machmir, Ad Sheyogor, Sheyigdor, Shalosh Gediros, until they take 3 takings from the which one was this? The dates. And Yivsor Gimel Batsiros from the grapes, and Yimso Gimel Misikos from the figs, I think. olives. Okay, so you have to do three takings, so it's more machmir than anybody else. So clearly, Shmuel also rejects that Nir is considered a chazakah. And the Gemara just finishes it off here. So what's the difference, my benayu, between Rav and Shmuel? They both say that's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Chacham were more machmir. So what's nafkamina? So Rav says you need three consecutive years, and Shmuel says you need three consecutive acts. So the nafkamina is, and there's a big machlok, is how to interpret this nafkamina. But my benayu, Amr Abaye, Dekel Nara Ika Benayo. So this is referring to a Dekel Rashi, Rashbama at least explained, that is a date tree that's able to produce three seasons of dates, but less than 3 years, much quicker. So according to Shmuel, that would be considered a chazakah because you have three takings, but according to Rav, you need three consecutive years. Either way, we see from all this that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel all hold Nir Lavi Chazakah, or Rav Acha and the Gdol Ador held that Nir is considered a chazakah. Then we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh.